This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto visits Washington tomorrow. He and President Obama are expected to talk about economic and security issues. 6 years ago, the United States approved the Merida Initiative, a multi-billion dollar plan that called on the U.S. and Mexico to work together to fight crime. Sally Herships reports on how that's working out.
The U.S. government has appropriated $2.3 billion for the Merida Initiative, which sounds like it should buy a lot of crime fighting for the plan, except...
It has not been as successful because, frankly, there hasn't been a lot of money really invested in it.
Jason Marzak is deputy director of the Atlantic Council's Latin America Center. He says only about half of the money promised by Congress has been used so far. Still, he says the initiative has managed some mild successes, like high-profile arrests. Carl Meacham is a former senior aide on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
There have been some successes, and there have been some issues that we're still dealing with.
Like the 43 Mexican college students who were recently kidnapped and killed, likely by drug traffickers. Meacham says a local politician has been linked to the students' disappearance and deaths.
The issue right now with corruption is one that still remains as a problem.
But he says Mexico is still an attractive place to do business for American companies. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.